With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Tropical Storm Debbie continues to make its way up the East Coast, leaving heavy rain and flooding in its wake. National Weather Service meteorologist Scott Klebauer says while most warnings related to Tropical Storm Debbie are centered around the Carolinas and Georgia, there are other areas affected.
There could also be a few severe thunderstorm warnings or maybe even tornado warnings across the northern plains and the northern and central plains, with two disturbances that are going to be moving through the area.
Also at SRNnews.com, Taylor Swift's Vienna concerts are being canceled due to fears of an Islamic terror attack.
Taylor Swift's Eras Tour was due to stop in Vienna on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Event organizer Barracuda Music says on Instagram, government officials confirmed an attack was planned and Barracuda had no choice but to cancel the shows. Austria authorities say they arrested two suspected extremists near Vienna, one of whom was focused on Swift's concerts, according to the Austria press agency. The report quotes Public Security Director Franz Ruf of Austria's Interior Ministry as saying authorities had secured chemical substances and were evaluating them, but did not give details.
And this follows a mass stabbing in the UK that killed three little girls at a Taylor Swift dance class, one of many stabbing events in the UK by Islamic extremists. Kamala Harris and her new running mate are on the campaign trail in the battleground states of Wisconsin and Michigan. The Harris campaign also stopped in Detroit Wednesday evening. President Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, mirrored Harris's schedule. He had several campaign events Wednesday as well. At one airport, Vance walked over to the reporters who were waiting for Harris to exit her plane. Vance asked them if they were lonely, since Harris has not held a press conference since announcing her run for president. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on children.
Fewer and fewer women in this country are having children. The birth rate is below replacement level and has been for years. And a lot of Americans are concerned. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that nearly half of adults think women having fewer kids is a bad thing, versus 20% who think it's a good thing and 30% who don't think it matters. Also, nearly half of adults say they do not plan to have children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
South Dakota Supreme Court reverses a judge's dismissal of a lawsuit seeking to remove an abortion initiative from the November ballot. The court's order follows a decision by Life Defense Fund to appeal the judge's July ruling. The group sued in June seeking to remove the measure and alleging various wrongdoing related to petition circulators. In May, abortion supporters submitted tens of thousands of signatures to qualify the initiative for the November ballot. This is SRN News. After a positive morning for stocks, Wall Street's comeback momentum ran out of steam.
Stocks slumped after a morning rally evaporated, but the losses on Wall Street weren't as bad as the manic moves that racked markets worldwide over the last week. The S&P 500 slipped 0.8% Wednesday after an earlier jump of 1.7% petered out. The Dow fell 234 points. That's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite dropped 1%. Indexes swung lower as big tech companies like Nvidia, one of Wall Street's most influential companies, went from gains to losses. The market showed less stress overall after a top official at the Bank of Japan promised not to raise interest rates any further while markets remain unstable. Seth Sutel, New York.
Magician David Copperfield's being sued for trashing and neglecting his Manhattan penthouse. The condo board for the Galleria on East 57th claims the 67-year-old's actions or lack thereof led to $2.5 million worth of damage. More details at SRNnews.com.